joining us here today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction. Well, Bob, I can say that we have run the gamut for weather this week for sure. How did the livestock sales look?
Well, the runs have been pretty much normal, you know, outside. I mean, there hadn't been anything abnormal for the volume size, what we've seen. The market has still had a very positive impact. I mean, you're seeing still the front end cattle kind of bringing, they're bringing a premium, but then general run of the cattle, I look at the market reports and they're calling it, you know, steady to whatever, to a little higher. What I seen was pretty much a steady market with kind of some caution in it. I mean, the packers, I mean, the feed yards, I mean, they're asking for higher prices. The packers are reluctant to pay it. And this is all just off of demand right now. I mean, you know, the packers margins in the red. Of course, the feeder market, the people selling fats are still losing money that's feeding cattle. So, I mean, I expect us to be, you know, pretty cautionary here the next 30 to between now and the end of May till we can get a direction on what way the fat cattle are going to be. Our cow numbers are down. The calves killing prices are still great. I mean, you know, we're running short on cow kills. So your hamburger meat, your grind is worth quite a bit. You know, McDonald's and Whataburger and all those, they got to have hamburger meat. Huge demand still there. So, you know, in general, I just think we're in a dilemma here for the next 60, 90 days. I'm not negative the market. I'm just trying to be a realist here. Now, these stocker cattle weighing from seven and down, I mean, that demand is still tremendous. I mean, they're pretty much, I'm going to say, we're running out of people that's wanting to buy cattle to go on wheat because they got such a short time span on it. But these boys going to grass, they're very aggressive on these cattle weighing from 5.5 to 675. And on our lighter cattle, Casey, you're seeing people stay very active in it because you go out there and you can cover those cattle with insurance, you know, in the mid 260 range. And if we're going to have grass, they get them started, get them ready to turn out. You know, it's a whale of a market or way to, you know, market your grass this summer. Of course, a lot of people going to put up a lot of hay too.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Are there any particular weights that are seeing more of a price hike than others?
Yeah, your calves weighing from, from 3 to 675. I mean, you know, the three weights we're selling for, you know, the 3 to 375 weights, they'll bring anywhere from $3.50 to $4 a pound. We're not seeing a lot of $4, but we are seeing, you know, the light three weights, we're seeing $4 on some of those cattle. So if you're caught in a dilemma and you got old cows and you've just got to get rid of them for some reason, I mean, the salvage value on that old cow is tremendous. You know, if you got a 3 to 4 weight calf, it's tremendous. You throw that together, you know, a salvage pair could bring, you know, $2,200 to $2,500 split. And so, I mean, that's a whale of a salvage. I mean, it's still very optimistic in our business for the producer. I mean, you got a lot of options and outs right now.
Well, you mentioned that we're going to kind of be in a lull for a little bit. So what are you expecting for next week's market?
You know, I just, if we don't see a drastic break in this futures market, you know, it's been pretty erratic the last 3 days. It doesn't, you know, it'll have a $4 to $5 swing in one day. It's still showing down. And I just mean it's still ended up a negative for the day. So I just would say optimistically, we'll see a steady feeder market as long as they can keep selling these fats in the low 80s like they are. I think everybody still, they got to fill these feed yards back up. I say they got to. Most of them have to fill them back up. That's their business, is feeding cattle. So, and these big corporate yards are going to fill back up. Of course, they're going to try to fill them up at a cheaper rate. Corn has not been, you know, if you talk to the grain people, don't worry about corn. Corn's going to stay where it's at. But we've seen a 30 cent rally in grain in the last, 10 days. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, if we keep corn in the $4 area, you're seeing some dollar gains. So you go out farther, the farther out we get, you know, October, December, next February, I mean, you've got a tremendous fat market. As long as we keep this cost of the gain down, there'll still be good demand for fats, for feeders as we get farther out past May. I think May, you know, May's never one of the better months to sell feeder cattle because that's a big month when people are coming off graze out. Cattle are fleshier, don't feed as well, conditions not as good. And everybody says we don't have any. We'll see plenty of May feeders just like we always do.
Well, Bob, if folks do have questions, how can they call and visit with you?
Get hold of us, 1-800-926-9696. And, you know, we've got several ways to market cattle for you. We'll sell cattle for you on Thursdays at Apache Video for your load lot people. That's on Wednesday, and then Oklahoma City on Monday and Tuesday. So give Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Greg Griffith, and myself a call.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. Thank you, Casey.